It is a country rich in tourist attractions. All that Japan lacks are the tourists. Tokyo's Tsukiji outdoor fish market has relied on local visitors throughout the pandemic.
Before the pandemic, 80 to 90% of our customers were from overseas, so we are looking forward to seeing foreigners come back again.
The same goes for all businesses relying on the tourism industry, like this tour bus company.
Our bus tours for Japanese tourists have been cut back, and we've had to stop foreign language tours altogether.
It's a long way from former Prime Minister Shinzo Abe's dream of becoming a world-leading tourism destination, all geared to the 2020 Summer Olympics that he helped to secure.
For a while, Japan was on track to meeting its tourism ambitions. In 2019, it recorded well over 30 million visitors and was fully expecting to reach its goal of 40 million arrivals in 2020 when the pandemic happened.
Ironically, the start of the pandemic that decimated the tourism sector was heralded by an outbreak on a cruise ship that had docked in Yokohama. The Olympics were delayed by a year while the country virtually closed its borders. The area, which was the athletes' village, is now under development as memories fade of those ill-fated games. And Japan can look ahead to reopening to tourism once more, cautiously.
The reopening will happen gradually and first with package tours organized by the travel agencies.
Fears that a rushed reopening might see a resurgence in COVID-19 cases don't seem to bother a population apparently suffering pandemic fatigue.
Of course, I worry about COVID, but overall, it's a good thing.
I'll continue being cautious, but I've had enough of this.
Corona may continue, but we can't be afraid of it. We have to carry on with our lives.
Most people seeming to believe that as one of the world's most developed nations, it's time to open up to the world once more. Rob McBride, Al Jazeera, Tokyo.